time the seeds come up the next morning.
Yeah, you'd say they come up what?
Yeah, they come up and you take them. Just come up little chunks. That matter, people on the ground is all, but if anything goes, they'll come up thick. But when they come up, all you got to do then is go ahead and thin them out. In other words, pull up your thumbs and set them out here and there. And grow. Like sweet potatoes. We always bagged sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Take some sweet potatoes, they take some potatoes and make a. You got a little trench, fertilize is good, cover it up and lay your potatoes in there. Just lay them in there, you know. Then cover them up. Well, when them potatoes cover will come up, them sprouts will come up. If you want to set them out, you just go down and pull out some of them. Just pull out the biggest one, pull out, just keep on. Just keep coming on there. Just pull them out what you want there. You got all you want to set out, start out. Set them out in rows about like that, you know. Work them good. And then when it comes to take a gathering time, I've seen time we go down and cut them vines. Because vine good, we cut them vines, you know, because you couldn't ply them and drag them off out the way. I have cut them and then take a horse and just a straight shovel and go down the row and they just rake up a lot of them and drag them one out of the way and then you ply your potatoes up. Take that turn plow then or avery, whatever you want. Then go there and ply them potatoes up. You just turn out of the ground and you pick them up. Put them in the
plate. Would you ever have a crop come up volunteer?
Well, I've had some things come up volunteer and I have had a few ice potatoes come up volunteer. You know, maybe say you raise some ice potatoes and you go to gather them. Maybe you leave a few potatoes, little old potatoes in the ground and don't get them all out. And next spring I've seen some little potatoes come up there, volunteers come up there.
Well, now, what would you put in a hen's nest when you wanted her to lay?
Just make you a box or anything you want to tell them and put you some straw in there. We done. All I done.
Would you ever put something in there? Kind of a porcelain?
Is that what? All we done, I tell you all we done there, all I know about.
What'd you say?
I know about, just
Deathport?
Make you some hen nests. You make them up beside the wall, anything you want, take you some planks and put some in there and then put some, cut them off, you know, maybe cut some short them. Then get some straw and put in there. And the old hen will get up and lay her eggs.
Yeah. Did you say Delphoir?
What's that?
Delphoir. You know what Delphoir is? Delphoir.
You mean any kind of straw I'm talking about. Put them hens?
Yeah.
But I'll just make you a little old hen nests. Make you some hen nests, you see. And you can nail them upside the wall. Make you some hen nests, and the old hen go down and jump up in that nest and lay an egg and jump.
Would you ever put something in there? In the nest? Like that you wanted them to lay, you put a round?
No, I never did do that. I've known folks to do this now, maybe have an old rotten egg or something like that. That